What's up, everybody? This is Adam Pearson. This is the Business Transformation Podcast. The date today is October 10th, year of our Lord, 2019. Lord of the Dance. That's my favorite one, honestly, because I like to think of God like river dancing. You ever think about that? Probably not. I don't know why I think about it, but I just got a little, vision in my head of God doing the river dance, and I'm not going to lie to you. I like that. I like that quite a bit. Good day today at IBAS Business Solutions. Finally got some quiet time to just bang through some stuff. I've been dreading doing some of this accounting work, but got some good work done today, and I think the clients will be happy with the work that I've done, and they will be appreciative, and I feel good about that. I love getting some good work out. And it looks like I'm going to have some windows over the next couple, 2-3 days to get some more workout. So that should be pretty good. Let's see. Had a meeting with my client this morning, who I was telling you about on yesterday's podcast, who I was not looking forward to meeting with, an older gentleman. I said he was a jerk, and I have to eat my words because he was pretty sweet today. So maybe he's had a change of heart, and I misspoke. So I take that back. And he was real kind, and I was happy that I was able to help him. So I think yesterday maybe I was just kind of having a bad day overall, and so I spoke out of line. So I'm going to go ahead and take that back, and if you're listening to this, please don't hold that against me, and just know that I am repentant, and I'm not going to talk that way about people anymore, because he ended up coming in pretty humble and being pretty sweet. Had a second meeting today with another gentleman, and it went all right too. So overall, I guess things are going well. And today was a very, very good day. I did some business development activities in the morning. I did my first ever webinar in the afternoon. I never done a webinar before. I'm trying to follow the Russell Brunson Expert Secrets Perfect Webinar model. So did that. It was a little bit rough. I know some stuff that I have to change. I went back and was listening to the recording as I did some busy work at the end of the day. And I realized that I say, okay, all right, okay, all right, a lot. So I need to tighten that up. I got some other feedback from some friends who were kind enough to attend on ways that I could probably make the presentation better and try to be a little bit more transparent. But in my defense, I was nervous. I was nervous because I'd never done that before. And also, I didn't really write out a script. I practiced in my head a lot what I was going to want to say, what I knew I was going to try to get said. But I never have given that presentation before. And usually people say, and all right, all right, like that, when they're trying to think about the next thing, what is the next thing that they want to say. So I was there, but what I am happy about is I feel like I did something that most people wouldn't have the initiative to do, which is to set up a webinar, prepare a presentation, and get online and do it. And hopefully, we're going to start driving traffic to these webinars, and I'm going to be giving this pitch, and hopefully, I'm going to be able to sign some people up. That's really the name of the game for me. That's really what I got to try to get done. So I'm hoping that my whole grand scheme works, and that I can get some leads, and that my webinar will become more and more compelling. And I was talking to the marketing firm yesterday, and they were saying, well, hey, once that webinar gets good, you can record it, and then we can just drive people to the webinar. They'll download the webinar. They'll watch it, and then they'll probably just sign up. You can just be showing that webinar every day of the week, and people will just start signing up, and you won't even have to be giving the webinar at the time. So, but from what I understand from reading Expert Secrets and reading Russell Brunson's book, is that I'm going to need to give that webinar at least a few dozen times. So if you think I'm giving that once a week, to get up to a few dozen times, I would have to give that webinar, I'd have to be doing that webinar for like 9 months before we'll be ready to record. And I'm committed to doing that. I want to do that. So, I mean, what's 9 months? What's 9 months if you could put together a presentation that produces value on its own? I mean, I don't think there's any reason why not to just do this for 9 months and master it. That'd be my goal. and hopefully we can drive a lot of people to this. And I said it in my webinar, and it's the truth. I wasn't just talking junk or trying to be salesy. I genuinely want to help people. That's a fact. Actually, I probably don't talk about this enough, because when I'm on the podcast here, I talk a lot about how we're trying to grow our business and what my dreams are. But the real truth, you ever heard the saying, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life? What I love to do the most is hang out. Somebody just honked at me and waved at me because they know me and they see me talking on the phone here. But what I love to do the most, they're waving at me next to me in the car. What I love to do the most is hang out with business people, talk business, and try to help them make their business better. It's the thing I cherish the most. It's not work, and it's what I would do for free. So if I could get people to pay me some money to be in their lives, to help them fix up their business and grow their business, and if that would make them happy and provide them with value, and I get to do that, then that's a dream come true. And if I can get my foot in the door with them and we can provide them some other services that just help make their business better, then, dude, that's not work for me. That's pure pleasure. And if I can get paid for it, then that's, you know, that would be unbelievable. That's what my goal is. I mean, that truly is what I love. And that's a fact. I really love business. That, you know, I probably have never just said it as succinctly, but I love business. I respect business owners really above all. I think the entrepreneur is really the driving force, obviously, of our economy, but basically of society. You know, you live in a capitalist society. All of the necessities of life in a capitalist society are provided to you by the market. You want something, you're willing to pay a certain amount for it, and the entrepreneur looking to make a profit will happily provide that to you, assuming that he can do it and earn a living. And if it wasn't for all these material goods, all the material abundance that a market economy produces, because it incentivizes entrepreneurs to bring you the goods and services that you desire the most and you're willing to pay for, if it wasn't for that mechanism, and if it wasn't for that actor, that entrepreneur who's striving to make people happy and to satisfy their needs, if it wasn't for that, everything we call society would not exist. I really firmly believe that. And you can point to any society that doesn't have an entrepreneurial class, or that has an oligopoly, for example, where a ruling class sucks up all the resources and has a monopoly on providing the goods and services. You can look at any class, any economy, any society like that, and you will find it wanting. You will find that it lacks the basic necessities. You will find that it's backwards. You find that it's using technology that is outdated. But any economy with a free market will produce so much stuff. So I will say this. I want to just clarify one thing, though. Capitalism, a market economy, entrepreneurs are not a substitute for spirituality and morals. So I just want to clear that up right now. But the capitalist economy, entrepreneurs, a market economy do provide, I believe this wholeheartedly, I'm not just saying that, I've thought about this quite a bit, I really believe this. The market economy, the entrepreneurial class, provides the necessary framework for strong morality, for good morality, for religion, for spirituality. It provides the necessary framework for that to exist and flourish. And I will give as an example, any totalitarian government, any totalitarian country, you will notice that not only is material abundance stamped out in those societies, but religion and everything is also thrown away. Take a look at Nazi Germany, take a look at any hardcore communist country, they're atheistic. And that's not to say that atheists can't be moral. They can't be principled, because they can. But principled atheism does not exist in a totalitarian society. You got to have a free market. You got to have a free economy. You got to have that capitalist engine to provide the goods and services, to provide the living standard, in order for the intellectuals and for the priests and the philosophers to be able to live off of the production of the economy, to teach us, to tell us what's good, to think about how we ought to act. You need the capitalist economy to produce that in order for all that other stuff to flourish. I believe that. And so, to me, that's why, I mean, that's a long way of getting back to the point that I was trying to make, which is, that's why, to me, business people, this is not just business owners and entrepreneurs, I'm talking about business people, salesmen, sales and marketing people, great operations guys, finance people, all of the people that are a part of the engine that drives the economy, man, those people are the backbone of what makes everything else possible. And that's not to say that policemen and teachers and everybody else are not super important. Professors and singers and artists and all that is not important. That's all culture, all right? We need that. That's all a part of what makes a culture a great culture. But what do those guys live on? They live on the production of the economy. And the production of the economy is dependent on an active entrepreneurial class to provide the necessary resources so that the culture could be developed. They're the backbone. They're the foundation. A strong economy, good business people are a foundation that allows everybody else to exist and flourish. And that's why, man, I love being around business people. I love hanging out with business owners, especially business owners that, you know, that really understand their place in the world and embrace it and love what they do. I mean, I love being around them more than anybody else. So going back to the point that I was saying, that's really why I want to sign up a lot of people for this service, because the more business owners that I can hang around with and help, the better. That would make me so happy. And like I said, you do something you love, you don't work a day in your life. So that's really what, and honestly, that's what the concept of your high value work is too. If you're doing something that you love, then whatever you love to do, you're going to be much better at. And if you're really, really good at something, then there's where your high value work is. So that's what I'm driving towards. And when I talk about business transformation, I'm really trying to get my business and my people set up so that not just me, but everybody within the organization eventually is doing work that they consider to be extremely valuable, that they're good at, that they enjoy, and that, you know, that they can wake up in the morning and feel like they're doing something that is really good for the world, and that, you know, that they like doing a lot, and hopefully that'll make the work that they do even better. So that kind of gives you some that concludes my business comments for the day. You know, I could talk a little bit about my personal life. I gotta be honest with you, and I was talking to my wife about this. Having three kids is burning us out, man. Our baby had a fever yesterday. He was so fussy, he barely slept. We went to bed early. Good thing we went to bed early, because that boy was rolling around and making noise all night. My three-year-old is coming into our bed every evening. And that guy, he's got crazy legs when he sleeps. Dude's got crazy legs. He comes in to sleep, he's laying vertical. By the time he wakes up, he's got his feet all in my face. He's kicking me in my back. Like, we put him under the blanket, he kicks the blankets up off of us. And it's starting to get cold. It's been in the 30s at night. Kicks the blankets up off of us. He's like headbutting the baby, the sick baby, waking him up. Just all over the place. But I love that guy. And then the six-year-old, he's on a kick where he still wants me to carry him around on my shoulders like he was little. That dude is a heavyweight. He's stocky. He's really tall too. So he's a big, thick dude. He wants me to treat him like he's still a little boy. And, you know, I love him so much that I keep doing it, but my back's hurting. You know, my back's hurting. I get a little crick in my neck, but I still keep carrying that dude around. So kids wearing us down emotionally, mentally, physically, but we love them. I wouldn't trade it for the world, but you get up at 4:15, work hard all day, go home, get beat up in the body by these kids, get kicked in your face at night when you're trying to sleep. That stuff takes its toll on you. So that's another, honestly, that'll be another reason why I want to try to transform this business and make it great, so that at least I can work hard doing work that I love, and I would do it for free anyways. So, but I love those kids, and I love my wife, and I really appreciate her working so hard and taking care of these boys and hanging in there, because I know she gets super tired too. I may get up early, but she doesn't sleep that well, especially with the baby being sick and the three-year-old having the crazy legs. Sometimes she doesn't sleep that well. So I love her. I appreciate her. But you know what? We just got to keep grinding. That's what it's all about. Just keep grinding, keep moving forward. And that's what we're going to do. That's what we're about. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up right there and call it a podcast. And I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. Hopefully I'm going to have a great day tomorrow, and I'll get back to you really, really soon. All right? Have a nice evening. Bye.